everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in the upcoming movie The Marvels?
I can't remember. Have you seen Ms. Marvel?
Yes.
Yeah, look, it's a fair question.
The only movie I ain't seen is the Shang-Chi.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. What?
I hope that's true.
And also, what's Ms. Marvel?
What do you mean? A movie.
Not wrong.
Oh, a TV show.
Yeah, and there's definitely other properties you haven't seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so, other TV shows I haven't seen, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I've seen Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, that's good.
I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's good. You still WandaVision?
Yeah.
Okay, then you understood the trailer. That's all right.
Who are these people? I'm scared.
So Marvel's the continuation of the film Captain Marvel, the TV series.
Yeah.
Ms. Marvel and WandaVision.
Yeah.
All
coming together. And again, the reason I asked is because when Fury says at the start of this trailer, and I think it's nice to paint a portrait for our listeners.
Yeah.
We all watched it together. Nick Fury said Captain Rambo, and you went, Rambo? Yeah, it's her name.
I was just laughing. It's like Rambo's, you know, also a guy we know.
Rambo is a guy we know. He had
came back from the war, Jay.
Isn't yeah. Monica
Rambo.
Rambo.
You like, get the emphasis on the Ram.
Like, yeah.
Monica
it
Rambo.
It's
but
not
he
spelled
said Rambo.
It's not Rambo, it's Rambo, right?
Well, yeah, Rambo, but it's pronounced Rambo.
Yeah, but like
Rambo. Chateau.
Yeah.
Anyway. Rambo.
Rambo.
Anyway.
Rambo.
You had fun. Yeah. So, Jackson, what do you think about the fact they've made Captain Marvel a lady?
Dude, I'm furious. Captain Marvel's a boy from space, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Jennifer, man, what lady doing is man?
Women can't go to space, dude. They get sick. Why? That's why there's no lady astronauts.
Yeah, dude. Famously, there's not even been a single one.
We'd send more women to space if they didn't get so sick up there. I don't know if it's a cosmic rays or what, but they get
I'm progressive. I think that we should let them trad wife in space.
Yeah. Look. It happened once, and you know what happened? She went invisible. Don't know where she went.
Yeah, that's how you get an invisible woman situation, dude. You put her in space.
Yeah, but when you put fellas in space, they get stretchy.
Or
on fire.
We gotta stop sending people to space.
It's bad.
But yeah, the Marvels trailer, straight off the bat, it looks significantly more promising than Ant-Man did.
Yeah.
Like going some of the discourse around this trailer and this film is so funny. I was reading one in particular.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about it didn't look fun, blah, 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 bitch moan. And then it's like, this is the only, this is the first Marvel film that like I'm not going to take me and my family to see. And it's like, Ant-Man. Ant-Man, you were like, yeah.
This
film, based off a trailer that looks significantly fun, or more fun than so many other happened the last phase.
Yeah, like compared to
Brother,
Ant-Man.
You keep this movie away from your kids will hate you.
This movie looks so funny.
This movie has a teenage character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids will like that.
No.
I'm going to take him to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 where
probably we'll die.
Yeah, that's good. And I can accept women in space because they're green
or
blue. Smurfs in space is fine.
Mantis.
Yeah.
They're green, blue, or mantis.
Yeah, green. If they have antennae, I'm fine.
And they got to be side characters, obviously. Yeah. Peter Quill's the main guy.
There's been a bit of a discourse around that I've seen. I've also seen a bit of discourse around, like, why are they switching places? Is this bullshit? It's not even like comic. What? And I'm like,
it is like comic, first of all. So, we've discussed it on some bullshit. Yeah,
that's like
done.
Watching the Freaky Friday trailer. Be like, why are they changing places?
But it happened.
It's the premise of the movie.
And they're like, yeah, it's like Freaky Friday, but worse. And I was like, okay. First off, yeah, it is a bit Freaky Friday, which, again, not a bad trope. Secondly, it is kind of borrowing the long history of Captain Marvel when he was boy.
Thank God.
God bless the comics.
With Rick Jones, the eternal sidekick of every superhero, when they were both connected with the Naga bands. They would switch places, but it wouldn't be as like chaotic as it's sort of shown in the film. It would just be one would be stuck in the negative zone while the other was not. And then
Rick Jones,
and then boy Captain Marvel got cancer.
Oh, that's sad. That's the downside of the negative.
It's so funny when people are like, why isn't the movie like the comics?
The comics suck.
Most comics are dumb as hell, and if they made that a movie, you would throw up if you saw it, because you'd be like, this is nonsense. They're a different medium.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the same reason that video game movies don't often work, is because a story in a video game, you're like, oh, this is engaging for a video game. You put it into a movie, you're like, who cares about her raiding the tombs?
Yeah, exactly. It's like The Last of Us TV show did very well because The Last of Us game
is like a movie.
Is a dumb movie.
Yeah, and they took liberties and they kind of changed a few things to make it work. I always kind of think about like the Watchmen film, the Snyder's Watchmen, and you're like, some of the stuff that after watching it, I'm like, whoa, that was really bad. Oh, wait, that's just lifted straight from the comics.
Absolutely. It's also like, if you want it to be exactly like the comics, you got the fucking comic.
Yeah.
You know, which is...
No one's made Captain Marvel a lady in those comics.
You can go back and read the comics.
Wait a minute, I'm speaking the latest Captain Marvel.
No,
macaroni! How's she going to go to space?
What do you mean she's currently in space fighting the Brute? Who are the Brute?
I do like, though, and it is funny that Monica Rambeau did get her powers from going through a wall twice.
Yeah, she loves to touch a wall.
She went through the wall twice, and now she can go invisible? No, she can go phased.
She can put a power of light. Isn't that what she says?
Yeah.
Vague.
Yeah.
That's right. It also means that all three Captain Marvels have
kind of different powers.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Is it Photon?
Yes, I think she's Photon.
So it's Photon, Captain Marvel, and Ms. Marvel.
I really hope that her touching things she shouldn't is like a character foil. You know?
She's curious.
Yeah, she likes to touch it. Would you not touch a mystery wall?
I'd go through the wall.
Yeah, you gotta go through the wall.
Something I maybe noticed, and this is kind of if I'm squinting, when she does touch a wall in trailer in space.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like the Inhuman fork on Blackagar Boltagon's forehead.
Whoa. Inhumans are coming back.
Well, they've come back once, and Blackagar Boltagon's head popped.
That's true. Imagine they bring the Inhumans back.
Well, they might, because again, this is Kree shit.
Yeah, that's true.
So the whole, the enemies, as it were, is going to be like Krees and Skrulls, right? Because they're fighting a Skrull Captain Marvel at one point.
Are they? I missed that.
When they're all in, like, you don't see her, you see her from behind, and then it's
I think that's a different character.
Marvel punches her, then Photon punches her, then
Captain
Marvel
I thought that was someone else, but maybe that is Skrull Captain Marvel.
You don't really see her face, you only see, like, the back of her head. I thought that was, I'm like, oh, they're fighting Captain Marvel. Oh, wait, no, it's Skrulls.
Yeah.
So I thought, because this is coming after the Secret Invasion.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because... Well, that's the Skrull property, you know what I mean? Like, and that's sort of also a story about Nick Fury. Yeah.
I assume that like the Secret Invasion is going to be mostly about Skrulls and Skrulls having a splinter faction of like the survivors of that sort of Kree Skrull war.
Yeah.
When they're now splintering off to be, hey, you want us to integrate, or you want us to sort of be separate, or whatever, or you keep promising. I think I was reading somewhere where it's like you've promised, as in the Skrulls are like, you've promised us a safe place, somewhere to go for the longest time now, and nothing has happened.
Mm.
So it's like, well, when is violence the answer?
Now is the answer. Okay.
And so it seems like an offshoot of that. I think because someone is playing Mendo's kid.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at the cast, and this isn't, unfortunately, this is not one of those baseless speculation episodes where we speculate wildly and then pull up the Wikipedia answers are there. There is an actress, Caroline Simonet, who looks kind of like that could have easily been her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And apparently she's playing a Kree warrior.
Oh.
Sorry, Kree soldier.
Interesting.
So I don't think that was Captain Marvel they were fighting, but it could have been.
Yeah, I don't know. What do we think the wall, the second wall that Photon touched was?
Well, here's another confusing thing with that wall.
Yeah.
They swap places when they use their powers. Mm. Monica Rambeau swaps places the moment she touches the wall. What power was she using?
Well, yeah.
The wall touch?
Well, yeah. I guess the touching the wall activated her powers.
Yeah.
Or maybe to get through the wall, she needed to attach, do light powers.
Mm. So, sorry, Emilia Clarke, she's playing Mendelssohn's Skrull's daughter.
Oh, in this
Secret
movie too?
No, in Secret Invasion.
So yeah, I was thinking, going back to that, it's like, I think Secret Invasion is going to be like dealing with Skrull stuff, and it's probably going to end with them chuffing off or finding a place, or maybe they're like, hey, our home planet of, I think it's called like something like Skrullos.
I wish I was from Skrullos.
So I reckon there's going to be...
Or Kreetopia, which I assume is the name of the Kree planet.
Dushos.
Dushos.
Yeah.
Or like the political... I guess for an idea.
I'm listening.
So, with Secret Invasion, it's kind of like, yep, the Skrulls are invading, those kind of stuff like that, blah, 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 blah.
Wish they weren't.
Mm. Yeah. Either comes out with like, okay, fine, look, hey, truce, we'll help you. We'll actually help you for realsies this time.
Yeah.
And Kree find out that, okay, Earth are now allied with Skrulls. Ooh, bad. And that's why the Kree are like,
I see, and they're coming in to attack, and then the Marvels got to defend the Earth.
Mm. Like a very like basic sort of premise there to kind of be like, oh, hang on a second, we Skrulls, we don't like this.
Yeah.
This Kree, you don't like this.
This is a bold episode to be doing now because obviously we haven't seen Secret Invasion.
That is true.
And it is kind of hard to tell if they're going to use Secret Invasion as like a continuation. Like,
yeah.
Because like with TV show, we've said this on the show a million times before, but
it's worth saying again.
They often are like, hey, if you've seen the TV show, that fleshed out a thing, but we will explain it in one sentence for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
so, ever since Earth allied with the Skrulls,
assuming you've seen Captain Marvel, because it's like, oh, well, you know, she is allied with Earth, maybe that's the kind of like, oh, I get it. And then if you watch the Secret Invasion, like, oh, it's even more allied with Skrull. Okay. Mm,
and the post-credit scene from Captain Marvel, from Ms. Marvel, is in the trailer, which makes you think it's in the movie, which means that it's not. So, like, if you haven't seen Ms. Marvel, that will probably be sorted
because
the start of the movie will probably be a reintroduction to Monica Rambeau and a reintroduction to Kamala Khan.
Yeah. It'll be cool to see Monica Rambeau fleshed out a little bit because, you know, in WandaVision, like, she was there and she was one of the major characters, but, like, she definitely was overshadowed by, like, you know,
Wanda Vision.
And the Vision. Yeah. So it'll be
the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot about
Ralph Boner.
Johnny Penis.
Pete Cock.
Yeah. But so it'll be cool to see her get a little bit of
screen time.
TLC kind of, compared to WandaVision.
Yeah. So based on the trailer, what we see is, things are going all fucky with their powers. Nick Fury is working for Sabre, which I guess is Space Shield, which was presumably thought to be S.W.O.R.D. in the comics as S.W.O.R.D., but they used S.W.O.R.D. as like a new shield.
Yeah. What do you think Sabre will stand for? Space R.
Space R.
S-A-B-R-E, right?
No, I think it's in this Sabre.
S-A-B-I.
No, I think it's Sabre.
Sabre, okay. Space and... No. Yes.
Analysis, like an analytics.
Oh, yeah. Space analysis, boy.
Bureau?
The Space Analysis Bureau.
Recon?
Recon F.
F.
F. What? Huh?
No,
Hey, I'll double check.
What a sword stand for, I think, is also funny. And also, what a shield, because they're all terrible.
Isn't one like something sentient weapons or something? I think that might be sword. I think sword might be
shield. There's sword, there's shield. I think there might be mace or something like that. There's wand.
There's hammer.
Yeah.
I was going to say there's gun, but that's Sonic the Hedgehog.
I think hammer was the one made by the Green Goblin when he became president. But it didn't stand for anything.
He just likes hammers.
He just likes. I don't know.
Yeah, there's definitely a hammer. There's
armor
too. Oh yeah, there.
Armor Wars.
Armor Wars.
Yeah. So we get Monica Rambeau in space touching the wall. Swaps places with Kamala Khan, who should not be in space.
Oh,
she's a teenage girl who has never been to space. What's she doing up there?
That's
lucky
scary.
They swapped with the suit.
Yeah,
that otherwise
I
could have been no issue.
The end of Kamala Khan. Rest in peace.
What happened to my little girl? We don't know.
She might survive in space because she's half a genie.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And she can put a cover on her head, mate, but she'd probably be dead.
It's not like she can make oxygen for herself. That's so sad, dude.
But then we also get Kamala Khan swapping with Captain Marvel when Kamala Khan's in her room, which means that must be the first time it happens because she can't go from in her room to space. Space to back in her room space.
That's true.
But then also we haven't met Captain Marvel. The trailer's confusing. Not confusing, but to put a timeline on when stuff happens with what we see is a bit wild because Captain Marvel hasn't figured out what's going on the second time in the trailer when she gets swapped back with the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm assuming what must happen is when she pops up in Kamala Khan's room, she immediately gets whisked somewhere else.
Yeah. And that must be what happens when Kamala Khan goes in space. She must use her powers to go back so that when Monica Rambeau...
But Monica also can't have been in the house because she knocks on the front door.
That's what I mean. So she must go back to space. Then her and Nick Fury go down from space.
We'd be like, what the fuck's going on here?
But then
I was in a different guy's house.
Yeah, I don't. And then that must happen again, where they get Captain Marvel in, and then at the end of the trailer, where we see, or I assume it's toward the end of the movie, where they're all fighting whoever that lady is,
the villain of the movie.
They're
presumably
not swapping when they use their powers. Yeah, so I guess that stops.
Or are they?
Or are they? And we just, they're cutting it in a way.
Oh, yeah, true, maybe. Because I thought that would be so exciting. Like, you want shenanigans to happen with the power swapping.
Oh, there's going to be shenanigans.
Oh, this movie is.
If you've got that BS Boys bingo card right in front of you, just write in the middle square, shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. Make that middle square big.
Yeah.
Make it take up most of the off the sheet.
Well, because Ms. Marvel was all shenanigans, basically. Monica Rambeau and Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers.
Yeah.
Carol Danvers. Mostly not shenanigan based, though.
But then I assume that'll be where the kind of the goofiness comes from is like.
The shenanigans with Carol is usually that she leaves and everyone's like, no, wait!
Come back! God damn it. But I think she'll be a fun foil to Kamala Khan and vice versa because she's a very serious lady. Well,
Kamala Khan.
Goofball.
Yeah, she's like, hey, we're a fucking team. And Carol and Monica are like, shut up.
I'm sick of you already.
Yeah.
And we don't know shit about Monica Rambeau, really, to know how she'll fit in that. She's sad about her mom.
She's sad about her mom. She went through the wall twice. She let Wanda go.
Yeah, that's true.
Who then did a Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, and then can't feel awesome about that.
Yeah, and then had a big rock dropped on her.
Yeah. Does she know
Not
that?
Monica Rambeau. Wanda had a big
We don't know
drop.
About Monica Rambeau.
Right, yeah, we unsure about the rock. Yeah.
On her, yeah.
So, yeah, two of the characters are going to start. Well, Monica, I feel, starts from like a somber point.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel, it's hard to say because we don't really know what she's been up to.
She was in, I've heard, the post credits of Shang-Chi as a hologram.
Yeah, and what's she doing in that?
Just hanging around.
Yeah, so what tone does that.
Well, no, I don't know. Does she say anything about where she is?
I don't know, Jackson. Have you seen the movie?
Well, no, but I know you have.
You seen the post-credits scene?
I think I might have some at some point.
Yeah, is it because I showed you on my phone at some point?
Yeah, I could have been furious with me, holding it up too close to my face.
Look! She's back!
So I just like doing a quick Google and see like what kind of acronyms are there in Marvel, and I found a few of them. That's what I like highlight. There is Hammer, which is the continuation of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think with Green Goblin being like I'm the Secretary of Defense or whatever.
Yeah,
don't know what it stands for.
I read somewhere it doesn't stand for anything. Which legitimately doesn't stand for anything.
So you got S.H.I.E.L.D., which is Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
Okay,
you then have S.W.O.R.D. So that's the Sentient World Observation and Response Department.
Okay.
So I'm guessing Sabre will be something along that
sentient
line.
Sentient
Like, yeah. It's like, is there a word for, it starts with A that's kind of like all encompassing as opposed to
sentient.
Like maybe something to do with like the allies of the, like, the universe. Like they're like the sort of like this in the stars.
The sentient ally bureau.
Milky Way.
yeah.
There's also Sickle, which is Russian shield.
All right. Nice. Classic. Yeah. Marvel Comics writers. Very clever.
And then there is Spear, which is the, I guess, the Chinese intelligent gathering organization created for Homeland Security. What does that stand for? Not sure.
Who can say? Yeah, for sure. And then, yeah, there are like Wand and.
Yeah, which is the magic one.
Yeah.
So. Oh, comics. You're silly.
Photon. When she gets attacked and the thing, like, gets stabbed and she phases and it goes through her.
Yeah.
That's in Kamala's house.
Who attacking her in Kamala's house? Who are the villains of this movie?
I think that it's the Kree, right?
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be an invasion of the Kree due to, in like, it'll be like a hand waving of like, oh yeah, don't worry about a secret invasion. But definitely due to Captain Marvel because they knew that... Annette Bening?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they knew that she crash-landed on
Earth. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And Jude Law.
Jude Law, did he get dead at the end of Captain Marvel?
No, he just got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, and he left.
Yeah.
Jude Law back?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, man. You can always watch Alfie, though. That movie still exists.
I'll watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got the original, too, if you want to watch that. I think that movie's significantly sad.
Is Jude Law in it?
No.
Then I ain't watching
Michael Caine is, though.
I'm back.
He's the original Alfie.
He's the original Jude Law.
He is the original Jude Law in many ways.
Yeah, in many ways he is, yeah.
In the first Captain Marvel, it was Annette Bening came to Earth as, and she's like, I'm going to work for NASA because I need Kree bad. We fucked it. We're really just going to town on the Skrulls, and that's bad. I'm going to make a
weapon? Spaceship?
Bomb?
Well, she makes a spaceship because she's trying to get,
What she make? Because I know the Kree want it, and then they
she
find
makes
it. The spaceship.
She makes something with the Tesseract.
Isn't it a spaceship?
And blow up. And that's when Captain Marvel get her power.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure it's a spaceship.
Okay.
And then I think they fly the spaceship in the movie with Ben Mendelsohn and the gang.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think. I'm 99% sure. Okay. So you're thinking the Kree are coming back to be like, we got to figure out what happened here. Or also they've allied themselves with the Skrulls.
Well, because in the cast list, there is, on IMDb, there is like someone that's just labeled as Skrull.
Okay.
So, or a couple of like labeled as Skrull. One is Pink Lady / Skrull.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
I think we are going to get, this is kind of...
I think it's a very good idea. I think that's a solid premise. The Kree, but then surely a good portion of the film as well will be them trying to figure out why they're linked and why when they do their powers, they swap.
Also, there's an accuser, which we just haven't mentioned yet.
Ronin?
No, not Ronin. It's a lady accuser. This time.
Oh, okay.
She's holding the accuser hammer.
Oh, that's right. So she is.
I think an accuser.
Yakuza.
Such a strange word to say, but it's an Akuza.
Yeah.
An Akuza.
Is a rank in the Kree.
Okay.
I guess military.
Like how you're Jackson the loathed fool.
Yeah.
There's many other loathed fools out there.
Yeah.
My people.
So you've got Ronan the Akuza, and you've got a few others as well.
Yeah, okay.
It's sort of like, I guess the Supreme Intelligence, they're still
No, Supreme
it.
Intelligence is...
Kree.
Annette Bening.
Well, no, it appears as whoever.
Yeah.
It's really a big face in a jar.
That's true.
It's the face of Bow, basically. Yeah,
face of Kree.
Comic book accurate. Yeah. And I don't.
Do we think the fact that they're swapping will have anything to do with the Kree, like, invading? Or do we think it's got something to do with the other bracelet that Kamala Khan doesn't have?
It will have something to do with the bracelet. Maybe the Kree are doing something on it or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah. And they're like, we got to get to the Kree, stop them fucking with the bracelet so that we can stop swapping.
Yeah. I'm sick of going to space. I'm a teenage girl.
It's getting annoying.
Yeah. Also, just had a quick look at skim through the trailer again. Mm-hmm. That wall is just because the space station is facing Earth.
Yeah.
And Nick Fury is watching Monica Rambeau touch the wall, which is. At Earth.
Uh-huh.
So, like, there's a wall around Earth, maybe?
Did Saber put it up?
No, why is she touching the wall, then?
To check it? Go out there and check the wall! Oh, my God, you became a little girl!
So could that look, how much is the MCU ignoring the Eternals?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Like, well, is that potentially... Gemma Chan plays a character in the original Captain Marvel, so if they bring her back, they're ignoring the Eternals 100%.
Yeah, true.
It's kind of, look, maybe that, like, you know, Sabre are there to be, hey, remember when that big thing came and grabbed a few people from Earth and then just chuffed off?
Yeah.
Scary.
We gotta stop that happening again.
Let's build... Look, as much as Stark was a bit fucked up, he did wanna put an armor around the Earth.
That's true.
Look, maybe not a bad idea, but something like that shouldn't really be in the hands of one fuckwit.
You can imagine that, yeah.
Maybe the most obvious thing is also what it is. It is just like a cloak around a Kree ship or something, and it's not a wall. It's like a...
Oh, yeah, true. But then... yeah, I guess, because it just seems like she touches it, becomes Kamala Khan, uses her powers. Maybe we'll see a fight scene, against the Kree, uses her powers, swaps back with Photon. Then they go back down to Kamala's house.
That also explains what she used her powers when she touched the wall, because maybe it was like a zapter or something.
Yeah.
Get off our ship.
Yeah,
it could be. Or it could be the cloaked Skrull ship that was in Marvel.
Yeah.
That's true. But wouldn't Nick Fury know about it?
Yeah,
because like, Nick Fury is.
Go and find it.
Pay you $20. You can't touch that ship.
Oh, you're on. Oh, you're on.
We're bored here at Sabre.
Nothing happens in space.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, because it could be like that, or like, you know, we're all the Skrulls have chuffed back down to Earth or whatever, and so it's like that ship is up there doing something. Nothing. We need to go find it. We don't know where it is. Space is big. Just go around and just in space and just start waving your arms until you find it.
Yeah, just kind of walk like you're blind.
There's like, $20 in it for you.
Just start, flapping your arms around to see if you can touch it. Found it.
Oh, you found it. Oh, you've become Kamala Khan. Yeah. Well,
what does the Accuser do?
Well, I mean, it's in the name, isn't it?
Aren't they like it's like a judge, jury, executioner kind of thing?
Yeah, for the Kree, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, what is...
So is Earth accused?
Well, it's a kind of question of like, hey, what does a corporal do?
What does
a general do? Is Earth accused?
Well, it is
being
in a weird...
bad.
Well,
being against the Kree.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, because it's with a fucking safe haven for the Skrulls.
Yeah.
So
harboring war criminals, the Skrulls.
Yeah.
Earth is accused. We're coming to Earth and we're going to hit Earth with our hammer and your Earth will pop.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say,
Monica, you got to touch the wall so we can stop the Earth from
popping.
They're
going to pop it like a fucking balloon, Monica.
So, if you, again, we're looking at Eternals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is something
we often are.
I didn't think we'd be bringing up in this episode, but here we are.
Yeah.
So the...
Icarus does fly into the sun.
So
to kill himself.
Yeah.
Because he's
sad and from being bad.
Yeah.
He's sad that he remembered that he was going to pop Earth like an egg.
Yes, crack it open, make an omelet.
You don't pop an egg. That's fucked up.
You can pop an egg.
So
crack an egg.
But you can pop an egg. An egg can pop. Put an egg in a microwave.
Oh, it does pop.
Yeah, you
right.
Pop the egg.
Go on, Sam.
I'm waiting.
What? For what?
For you to finish your bits.
We need to solve the pop the egg dilemma.
We fixed pop the egg. You can pop a weasel, too. Uh-huh. Like the song says.
A weasel can go pop. Oh, no, same thing.
Pop goes the egg, pop goes the weasel. Pop goes the balloon, see?
Yeah. Fair enough.
What?
Okay, so in the end, when that big celestial comes and sucks everyone off and goes into space, so that is like a judgment, right? I forget what the name of the celestial was. I don't know if it was
it is judgment, isn't it?
Is it just like a celestial of judgment or something like along those lines? And it's going to be like, so Earth is kind of being accused, but by the celestials.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't necessarily think that the Kree are working with the celestials. So I don't necessarily think... It would be weird if they're like, yep, the Kree have come and they've judged Earth and they found you guilty, to then also have the Celestials come to Earth.
True, they've judged Earth guilty.
Unless we're just ignoring the Eternals,
which they could.
Arishem is the guy's name.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. He's the judge, right?
Yeah.
Vowing to return for judgment.
Yeah, right? So I just don't... They could blow their judgment load on the Kree to really cement us never really having to acknowledge the Eternals, which would be very funny.
They could.
How many Eternals are left? 8? Did we only lose 2 in the movie? Ajak, who was killed by Icarus, and then Icarus, who was also killed by Icarus.
And then,
or the son, depending on which...
The dog killed a few.
Yeah. Did he kill
them? Wait, not Phastos, the other guy. Big Punch, Gilgamesh.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So we're down to 7. Uh-huh. And Sprite also, is a little girl now.
Sprite's not really
so
the Celestial
6.
Anymore. Uh-huh. So three are in space and three are on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones in space, presumably.
I don't know. All six are in space.
Well, yeah, so
three got sucked up and three fucked off.
Didn't, and one remained on Earth? Well, they all get sucked off.
Well, Kingo remained on Earth.
Yeah, isn't Kingo on Earth?
No, but who gets sucked? Because the people that get sucked off for judgment.
Your lady gets sucked off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but it's a group of them. Yeah, it's not just one.
It's about three gets sucked off.
Yeah,
I thought Kingo remained.
Kingo remained because Kingo's is movies.
Kingo is movies. And the game, that's the only thing from Eternals that has continued to remain is that Marvel properties keep being like, remember Kingo? Kingo is movies.
When we said Kingo is movies, we didn't know how prophetic we were being. But Kingo has remained movies.
The Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, Kingo's movies.
Kingo's
in that.
Movies in it? Kingo's permanently movies. Yeah.
But no, Kingo gets sucked off there. I think we're forgetting because Kingo
kind of turns up.
Kingo goes. They're like, oh, I don't want to fight Icarus. I want to be movies.
I thought Kingo appeared doing movies in subsequent TV shows and films.
Mm.
Where they were like, Kingo's filming a movie because Kingo is movies.
Or are we forgetting that after the judgment thing, they sucked them off and then they spit them back out on Earth and
I don't think they spit them back out.
Kingo, Phastos, and Cersei and the now human sprite resumed their life on Earth while Droog, Makari, and Thena took the repaired Domo to the stars to search for other Eternals and reveal their actual mission to them. However, Ashram personally manifested above Earth and captured Kingo, Phastos, and Cersei, disappearing just as abruptly as he appeared. So, where did movies go? Movies went in space.
Oh no.
Movies have gone to space. That's awesome because now Sprite's just on Earth by herself as a child.
So he wants to examine their memories if humanity's potential was worth the loss of Tiamat, warning that he'll be back one day to render judgment. With this, all extant Eternals are now off-world except the former Eternal, Sprite.
That's awesome.
So Sprite remain.
That's awesome. It's
Kingo is movie, Sprite remains.
Fix the Domo, go to space.
Meet Harry Styles and his horrible friend
Pip the troll. Yeah. Pip that teleporting troll.
It's so good that like the end of that post credits season, that end where they're like, we're in space to find other Eternals, and oh my god, it's Harry.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken Earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Harry Styles is whatever his name is, Eros or whatever.
Starfucker or whatever.
Starfucker. It's Harry Styles the Starfucker, and it's like, this is going to be, we're going to do a future movie about this.
I hope they don't release a Don't Worry Darling after this.
I sure hope we don't completely turn on Harry Styles
as an actor. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I really hope he makes a Dunkirk 2 and not a Don't Worry Darling and My Policeman or something.
Is that the one where he did 10 million British accents?
No, that's Don't Worry Darling.
He beat the world record for most accents in one sentence. Just sounded like, whoa! It just wasn't even words.
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Isn't it, Luke? Stellar performance. Good so, work, everyone involved.
Well done. Well done.
It's funny that, yeah, Eternals, it's like the end of the movie Eternals. They're like, we've got to get everyone out of here because there's way too much going on. We'll leave the big marble baby, though.
Yeah.
That'll stick.
I reckon they'll reference it, but they won't show it.
Yeah.
They'll be like, we set up Saber after the big marble baby fuck around or whatever. I'm Nick Fury.
Well, because we do see, we're seeing Earth from space.
Yeah.
So presumably you can see a big hand coming out of an ocean.
Yeah, yeah. It was
unless
big.
They're like, no, we fixed it.
Based on speculation, every time we speculate on a movie, we're just hopeful. Like, all right, this is going to be the one that ties into
Eternals.
They're
finally going to bring it up.
This is the one.
They didn't bring it up at fucking Black Panther 2 Aquaman Adventures or whatever, where it was about the sea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what would have been real good to disrupt? Not Atlantis. Anyway, I guess.
They didn't bring it up when Paul Rudd is small and is like, oh, the world's been pretty fucked up recently.
Surely, with that scale, I know if there's something of that scale, Earth is doomed.
Yeah.
But, like, when it cracks open a little bit under the sea, and then the ocean would then presumably fall into said crack, the water level lower a bit. Yeah.
I guess so,
because isn't that...
Oh, no, it went into the core of the Earth, cooled the core of the Earth, we're all dead.
Earth stopped moving. Because isn't that... This is also a scary part of any podcast we do where we try to remember, like,
science?
Year 10 science. Is that not how... Because, you know, with the seas...
I am
they were like,
so curious
they
where
were
this
like,
is going.
Why doesn't it just, like, overflow? Where's the water go? Because they noticed something like that, where they were noticing, like, the rise and fall of the sea. And they were like, oh, it actually kind of disappears or something into, like, something to do with the tectonic plates or something.
Remember your title in the episode? The Jackson the Loathed Fool?
Someone listening will know what I'm talking about.
Are we all loathed fools? did we just get promoted or demoted? Hard to say.
There's three villagers out there that are missing their idiot.
We'll start our own village, dude.
You'll still be the village idiot.
Well.
Surely you're just talking about evaporation and like how the water...
Dude,
like
there's some
like
other
large
thing.
Scale. I mean,
I do not know what it is, but there's something.
I'm
going to
be honest
with
you. I don't know what you're talking about. You think the tectonic plates moving somehow changes the water level?
It's like the water goes. This is going to sound
the
stupid.
Water goes.
The water goes into holes.
Like into the underground
caves. Where the tectonic plates meet and they do that thing where one crosses over the other and it makes like a
fault line.
On a fault line, thank you. The water goes into the fault line, something, 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 the sea.
You do have me thinking about two holes, which is awesome, though.
That is good, dude. That's a good amount of holes to have.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, I guess.
I want to ask more questions, but it's just going to show how stupid I truly am.
I've stretched thin.
You want to know a dumb fuck question I'm about to ask? Like, I don't know if I should.
Do it.
Just want to, because it's going to make
me...
brave. Okay. So, with evaporation and how, like, you know, water gets evaporated, goes into the clouds, and then how rain
down into it, yeah.
Why? Because our Earth is mostly water. Why aren't clouds heavier?
What do you mean?
Because there's a lot of water.
No, but then it starts... No, but...
That's the cycle. Because it goes up there.
And it gets too heavy. It comes back down.
That can't be true. That can't be true.
Do you reckon this episode's going to get us a lot of 5-star reviews?
Yeah.
These guys are smart.
Yeah, they made fun of me, the smartest man alive, for being angry that Captain Marvel's not a boy now.
Yeah.
And then they try to know how
water works.
I'm the smartest guy alive. I understand science, and I also understand that woke culture is killing the movies.
Sure is.
Woke culture, putting a girl in a movie. Too woke.
Too woke.
Three girls? I'm throwing up.
I don't know how water works, dude. That's a true mystery.
Mm.
And I tell you something as well. When you were like the water cycle, I was like, yeah, water goes up to the mountains. Because I immediately was thinking of, you know, those diagrams you see of the water cycle where the cloud goes up to the top of a mountain and rains. Mm. I had to stop myself.
Yeah, that's fair.
The clouds go everywhere.
Yeah.
They don't just stick to mountains.
Yeah, listeners, if you go outside and you look up, you'll probably see a cloud.
Yeah.
That's rain.
Yeah. Well, So I might not know much about water. What I do know a lot about is smooth balls. Thanks to our sponsor, Manscaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a genius to shave your nuts.
Even the dumbest person in the world can have the smoothest nuts with Manscaped.
Exactly. Join your favorite idiots, us, in your shaving your nether regions area.
Yeah.
So, Manscaped, precision engineered tools for your family jewels.
You can shave your balls whilst listening to this podcast right now.
I
if
would
you have
recommend
mens.
It.
I think it's a great idea.
We're not going to make you laugh, so you'll be steady.
So Manscaped are offering you, the listener, right now, balls in hand, razor in other, being like, wait.
I shouldn't shave my balls with this razor. That will be a disaster.
Yeah. Exactly. I have the same
fear that Jackson does, which is somehow if I nick my ball sack, my ball will fall out.
Yeah. No, I've got the same fear.
Oh, wait, no, it's you!
I think it's everybody. Everybody should have that fear.
Everyone in everyone has that fear.
If you've got balls, be careful!
Exactly.
Testicle skin's not that thick. If I nick it, a ball will fall out.
Yeah, dude, then you ever put like a torch, it? Like you stretch your ball sack out and shine a light through it? Scary.
No,
it's
I don't want to know what's
too
in
thin
there.
For that.
But I would love to
which
see
is
what...
good because the lawnmower actually features a light, which is one of my favorite features of it.
That's great. You could spread it out. You got the light, which would be great for seeing what you're doing, but also you could do that. Amit's trick of seeing your balls in HD.
You could like it's a translucent see through your skin. It's pretty cool.
I can see what my fake nut looked like.
Yeah,
that's very appealing.
Yeah.
Are you gonna look like a real
torches
one?
Shine it through, become sterile. I don't know. So Manscaped offering you a very exclusive offer, 20% off, free worldwide shipping with the code BASELESS at manscaped.com.
That's a great deal.
That's very good.
And you can be fucking smooth as shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can get a beautiful package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which you've been using, correct, Jamie? Mm-hmm.
Correct. That
I've
is correct.
I've just been using a straight cut throat razor. Yeah. Like a maniac.
I get all barber and I get the close shave. Yeah. And then he puts the hot towel on my nuts.
Feels nice.
Ow!
Yeah.
Feels hot.
4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer.
Which is good.
Great, because as I'm getting older, man, I'm getting a lot more nose hair than I used
to. It's fantastic.
I'm also getting these weird, on the edge of my ear, right? These, like, one or two strand, like, hair, right? That's just, like, they feel different to ear hair. Like, they're sharp. It's like, okay. You gotta, like, really pluck them out. Like, it's, the texture's off. It's
that's just very
good. We're gonna do a weed whacker and take you to a doctor.
So you get that, you get the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, ball smell!
Nuts are stinky, dude. You've been sitting in it, because your nuts, they're heating up.
Yeah.
You know?
For some reason, we were like, out here, we're like, pants for boys. Silly.
Yeah, dumb.
Why did we do this?
Should have been skirts. Kilts. They're the right idea.
Exactly. Yes. The wind gets up there. The smell gets out.
Yes.
But because we can't get the smell out.
Yeah.
Jeans, not a breathable fabric.
Absolutely
not.
So you get the ball deodorant, the Crop Reviver Toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
That's good.
They are good.
It's good to, like, when you go on holiday, just unfurl your Manscaped and be like, I'm going to have a smooth holiday.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're going away for what? Like, say, for example, you're going for 2 weeks.
Mm.
That's a lot of growth.
That's a lot of growth.
And if you're going away with a loved one, you want to use that holiday to ruin someone else's bed.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you're going away on holiday somewhere warm, maybe you're wearing Speedos or something.
Yeah.
It's very easy to pop out of that if you've got a big bush.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's nice to kind of get all over
trim your lines.
Yeah.
So, it's time to take care of yourself. So go to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code BASELESS. So that's manscaped.com. Use the code BASELESS and unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Unlike, I guess, has everyone used a pair of scissors before?
Terrible.
To trim my nuts?
Yeah. Shameful. A shameful thing we've all done. Yeah.
Absolutely.
When I first started trimming my pubes, I was like, just use scissors just keep it neat. And I was like,
I'll use the scissors that we use to cut up a chicken.
Yeah.
Just after we've cut down a chicken.
Why do my balls stick like chicken and balls?
So, Manscaped.com and use code BASELESS. 20% off and free shipping.
And we're here on Baseless Speculation, we've spoken heaps about how cool it is to have huge knots on a tiny dick.
Yeah, absolutely.
You shave those knots, they're going to look even bigger.
Oh my God, yeah.
Unfortunately,
absolutely.
If you also shave around your dick, it will make your dick look bigger.
Which you don't want. But you could just trim the hair.
Yeah. Well, you shave your knots and you keep the shaft hair long.
Oh, that's
fucking wild.
No, that's good.
That's awesome. That's a burrowing creature look.
Let's think about Manscaped. It's so easy to use. You can make your balls and dick and anus look however you want. You can shave your asshole with it.
Yeah. Assholes get hairy.
Yeah. You should ball deodorant on your crack if you want. Who cares? There's no rules.
It is the stinkiest place in the human body.
The crack.
The cracks get smelly.
Yeah.
Do you think people have forgotten that we said that rain falls when the clouds get heavy?
I hope so.
We're talking about stinky cracks and sacks.
I forgot
what podcast I'm listening to. I'm too busy heading to Manscaped to redeem my code BASELESS for 20% off and free shipping.
So, back to Marvels.
Back to the Marvels. Mm-hmm. How do you think they will unseparate? I mean, separate.
So I guess the question is, why are they doing this? So they're obviously linked. So how did everyone get their powers? So we've got...
Touched a wall. Got exploded by the Tesseract.
And...
wore a bangle.
Bangle and maybe part...
part Jin, yeah.
And also she mutant.
Yes, and she's a mutant. That's true.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
That's how we knew.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Kevin.
Or is it... So they could go down like a mutant round, or they could be like, oh yeah, she Kree, but she Kree mutant.
Oh yeah.
And it might be this kind of...
They're all mute. Oh my God, the internet will lose its mind if the Marvels are mutant.
Why wasn't it Wolverine?
Actually, the first mutant was a man.
We already got him, Namor.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
No, because they could all be, I'm thinking, well, they could all have a connection to the Kree and also be mutants as well.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, they're mutant versions of Kree kind of thing.
Okay.
So, because there's the connection there with Kree with Captain Marvel, and the reason why maybe Carol Danvers acted with the Tesseract
is because she's got Kree DNA or whatever.
Yeah, so this could be a way of... could they be geniuses?
Oh, maybe.
By getting rid of Inhumans entirely.
Oh, okay.
So when people from Earth with the X gene have like exposure to something of like either Kree or exposure to something of like otherworldly, like the Jin, then they become like powered,
their mutant powers activate. Yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of like, this is their like Terrigan Mist.
Yeah.
Well, that will be fucked up.
Very funny.
Then if they do that, which I, honestly, because every single one of the Marvel's characters had a thing happen to them that activated them, basically. It does make sense for it to have been the X gene.
100%.
Yeah.
And we've got confirmation that Ms. Marvel is,
it's different to your brother. So... this could be like their version of like, because the Terrigan Mists and the Inhumans are silly. They tried making it a thing and everyone hated it.
That didn't stick.
And now Ark Perlmutter's been fired.
Yeah.
Which is funny and good.
Yeah. Do we think though, because the only thing with that, there would still need to be something that activated
it,
right?
Yeah.
Because
so I'm just like, there's a connection there if you're kind of looking at
it like
that.
Because they didn't swap until recently. But maybe it's a thing where the Kree are like, we got to activate the something, you know, I don't know. Like
because if it was, because up until this trailer, we thought it was just going to be Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel swapping, but now Monica Rambeau's in the mix. So that is...
because I was thinking it could be to do with, like, any of the bands, right? So, like, the bracelet that... which is, like, they are the... not near the Naga bands. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the Shang-Chi Ten Rings, because they're also kind of, like, maybe... could they possibly be related? I reckon they're going to be... because I honestly thought they were going to be in Quantum Mania.
Yeah.
So... I reckon that's going to be a link there to the Kree Empire.
Yeah. Well, they said at the end of Shang-Chi, as Jackson would know, that the bands are... it honestly seemed like they were tying the bands to Eternals.
Yeah.
But then they're clearly not doing that.
Yeah.
Which some would say smart. I would say boring and not brave.
Stupid. Yeah.
So the bands we know are older than time or some shit.
Yeah, so I think they're probably going to be something to do with like the Korean Empire. So I'm trying to like remember how much they're going to try and like either crib from bullshit comics.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, so you got the Eternals there, they're there. They were put on by the Celestials to be like, hey, protect the baby. But you also had, Kree came to like early Earth.
Okay. And
they met cavemen.
And yeah. And then there was like two offshoots, I think.
Oh, yeah, fuck, they did beat cavemen.
They did. Yeah.
And then you kinda... Kree and Skrull war is still so funny.
It's the best. It's,
cows killed Vision.
It's really good stuff.
And then
it's
ate those cows.
And got powers. Which makes sense. If you turned Hulk into a burger, I'd assume eating him would give me powers.
Yeah, or like it did with Stan Lee, could kill him.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, they could just be like, you know, so I guess in the, you know, like Primordial Eve and all that kind of bullshit going back all the way back, you've kind of got like, yeah, you've got Primordial Eve, that human, Primordial Eve, bit of Kree, Primordial Eve, yeah, that yeah, man, yeah, man yeah. of Mutant,
and it kind
I
of
know.
Just disseminated down.
And
to
so you've kind of got, yeah, maybe Kree DNA going through, but maybe also then like Celestial bullshit happening.
Is there any way these three characters could literally be related?
Tricky, but probably going back far enough. Going back far enough, we're all related.
To that one caveman, Adam.
They're all descendants.
Mixing up the biblical Asian story and just imagining they were cavemen.
Called Adam and Eve.
First caveman ever, Adam and Eve. They drove a Flintstone car.
Yeah, that's pretty good. They could all be descendants of Kingo. Eternals,
they
could.
They're robots. Remember, let's not forget that.
They're robots.
But do they have robots come?
Yeah. Well, they fuck.
But they fuck other robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but do they fuck other...
Because Cersei...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Cersei's dating the Black Knight or whatever.
Yeah, Kit Harington.
Yeah, who's...
Definitely in Blade.
Mia Goth's in Blade.
Oh, that's
a
cool.
New thing. She's playing the main vampire from the Marvel comics. I forget their name, but
Morbius.
It's... Morbius. Yeah! Mia Goth's playing Morbius. So Morbius is woke now.
First they take my space, man. Now they take my Dracula's.
Goths can't be vampires. They get sick.
It's Dracula, not Dracula lady.
She. It's Dracula.
Shecula.
So surely the first half of this movie is going to be, we got to fix this swapping problem. And then in doing so, they're like, whoa, there's a bigger threat. Mm-hmm. We got to work together to stop it.
If I had to guess what's going to happen is they're going to swap. They're going to listen. Monica and Kamala will swap.
Yeah.
Then Monica will figure out like where they are. Her and Nick Fury come to Earth being like, something fuck's going on here. We need to get to the source of that. When they go there, then the house is attacked by Kree. Mm-hmm. And then that's like, oh, okay, we're... Mm-hmm. It must have something to do with like an experiment with the band, I reckon. The Kree must have the other band.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the
they've
Kree
done
have
something.
Gone, like, is the band related to the djinn?
No, but maybe... Oh, yeah, no, yeah, it is. Mm. It is. Because Monica Rambeau's powers actually come from magic.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And is it maybe coming through magic,
so does
and crossing...
So Kamala Khan, yeah.
Like dimensions, right?
Yeah.
So, because the djinn is just like another dimension. And it was like they wanted
intergalactic.
To come
intergalactic. Oh!
So they wanted to come to Earth, right? And that was going to cause a big explosion, which is why she stopped it. So, yes.
The song in the trailer is intergalactic, and this part doesn't play in the trailer, but there's the part at the end of the song where it's like, another dimension, another dimension, another dimension.
So I'm guessing because with Monica Rambeau's powers is about light and also, like, going through other dimensions. Yeah.
The Noor was the magic realm or the magic power that's in the Naga bands.
Yeah. So I'm guessing maybe she has a connection there, like that's connecting her to Kamala, and I guess maybe the bands, if it is kind of like magic-y thing, it doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, that realm coming into Earth realm, it could be that realm coming into like Kree realm, and maybe with like some experiments, like, you know, the Supreme Intelligence is like, we need a magic band, and they've got the band, and maybe that's how it's all kind of connected, and maybe it was just initially going to be... Maybe we only see initially it's Captain Marvel and Ms. Marvel switching, but then with Photon making shit happen and fucking it around with magic, and she's into the mix as well.
Yeah. That's a good shout that Kamala and Carol swap a couple of times before Monica touches the wall and then she gets in on it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She... then maybe the wall is that similar to what we see with like the
WandaVision?
I was going to say with Noor, with the
kind
the
of. I don't really Jean. Remember what the Noor looked like.
Because I'm trying to think of like, because it's Kamala's powers.
Yeah.
How they're all like.
Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, like light and that kind of thing.
Yeah, light, yeah.
And that's
crystally light looking.
Yeah. What I quite like about what seems good about this movie is that it. I like that the main thing to solve is just like, oh, we got to stop swapping.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And it's like, stop the no, because it's also going to be and stop the Kree from destroying.
I get
Earth.
That absolutely. That's like that's your climax or whatever. But
no,
I like
no, no.
that.
I think you've been tricked here because the movie isn't going to be like, oh no, the biggest problem we've got we're swapping.
But surely it's going to be the initial problem.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's the
which I like. That's a good end, well, is what I'm saying.
So it's going to be
something like Ant-Man starts like we're in the tiny dimension and we got to stop fucking dingus.
No, that's like getting. Confused and saying that because Cassie like exploring the quantum realm with the gem that's the part that like the inciting incident
kind of
kind of it's the same thing.
So I'm guessing it's like Carol is doing stuff with like against the Kree.
Well, yeah,
and
she's
then she gets swapped with Kamala, which is that again bringing Kamala into fighting the Kree.
Yeah, yeah.
So and then when Monica also gets swapped, then they're fighting the Kree. So it is this kind of it's like it's nice that yes they have to solve this like swapping problem, but it's also like that is what's drawing everyone else into
the larger problem,
which Carol is presumably dealing with.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
fire
up the end of Ms. Marvel real quick because I want to. No, I won't, because I need to update Disney Plus on my phone. Who knows how long this will take?
Oh, yeah. Well, the very end.
No, because I want to see what Kamala's wearing when she swaps with Ms. With Carol.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if she's wearing her costume, then that scene where Goose eats the fellas, that scene is probably actually attached to when she swaps and not when she swaps in the lounge room.
Yeah, which I think is probably what will happen. Like, it'll just like a switch there. Cat eats fellas with tentacles. She's like freaking out. Also, I like that we're getting more cats.
Me too. It seems like they're going, there'll probably be a scene where either they go to the cat planet or the cat gets like a bunch of cat warriors together or something to help them out.
Yeah, because if the movie starts with Carol, it's like a... She's on a mission, basically, fighting her way through stuff with Goose, and then all of a sudden, cuts to her exploding through the thing, and she's like, "What the hell?"
Mm-hmm.
And then cuts back to Kamala. That's a good start to the movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Kamala watches a cat devour people.
I really liked as well. I think in a worse looking movie, there would have been like a quip after Goose ate those guys.
Yeah. There will be a quip though.
She just screams.
She just screams.
No, but Kamala loves a quip.
Yeah, but she just saw a cat eat two guys with its tentacles face.
Well, I hope it ends with just the scream because that was funny.
Yeah.
That's a funny reaction because it's reasonable.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. She should be freaking out, being like, ah, hey, yeah, that's great. Keep that. Hope that, yes.
Yeah,
keep
more of this. Hope she's just panicked by it.
Yeah. Keeping panicking, she uses her powers, then she like. Yeah, switches either with Monica or Carol back, and then she uses her powers and she comes back to wherever and she's punching. She's like,
Kamala is in her...
civvies?
No, she's in her Ms. Marvel outfit when she swaps.
Okay. There you go.
So yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it looks like a good time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks sort of like, I don't know, self-contained in a weird way, even though it really isn't. Yeah.
I want to say maybe coherent and refreshing as opposed
that's
to
what
a lot
I mean.
Of the last.
Looks like a movie.
Yeah.
Like the last phase where...
We are getting probably ahead of it because, again, this will have to... Like, whatever happens in Secret Invasion will
probably
affect
have to address
this.
It in some way,
Like, the Nick Fury we're seeing this could be a Skrull Nick Fury. Could be fake Nick Fury. Maybe not even in the fucking movie and they've just CGI'd him in to trick us.
Yeah.
It's actually Maria Hill.
Yeah.
Well, because the Marvels was delayed a bunch, and I know that there's some very clever people into it that think it's because Disney doesn't believe in Brie Larson, which doesn't make any sense, which makes me think that because Secret Invasion was also pushed back, that it probably is tied into that.
Yeah,
also got moved to November, which is the big spot, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, of course.
I just think that this is going to, like, Secret Invasion will have ramifications. Probably not many, some.
Yeah. It's just going to be, where are the Skrulls going to be in the MCU?
Where are the Skrulls? Yeah. Where's Nick Fury?
Yeah. And those are the two things that are going to be sort of, like, answered directly, which is like, okay, the Skrulls are now these kind of players in the larger grand cosmic
opera.
Yeah.
Which is hopefully we're going to be leading towards, hopefully, like, something. Annihilation wave, but who knows? I reckon it's going to be that. This is just going to be maybe, like, I think this is basically going to be, like, almost a Cold War between the Kree and the Skrulls once again. And this may be where that Cold War turns hot. So I reckon we're probably going to be building up towards a Kree-Skrull war. At some point.
Whoa.
I think this is
watch
where...
out, Vision. Don't go near any farms. Stay away from any farms.
And if you do find cows that kill you, don't make them into burgers.
No, don't. Well, we'll do, because then they help you. Either way.
Okay. Yeah, because they become like a Skrull kill force or something.
Skrull's a Skrull kill crew.
You would never have thought that if you were a Skrull who turned into a cow. You would not think, if someone eats me, they'll kill my people.
No. But maybe we'll get a politician who is the named after the politician in that.
Yeah, true.
Beautiful series.
That's a famous comic book arc, and people love comic books, and they're like,
people want their movies to be more like comic books. Yeah. And
where
this is
Visions
what comic
gets shot, and also there's a cave. No, Reed gets turned into a cave.
Someone else, big guy.
Amian. As Goliath.
Goliath gets turned into a caveman.
That's right, and that's also the same arc where, Hawkeye is also big. Because he's just been chewing pin particles like there's no tomorrow.
That's right.
And he has the best outfit that I've ever seen him wear, which is he's making sure that he's like his pecs and abs are on display.
Yeah,
but his shoulders are covered up, don't worry. And he's wearing a mask.
What's his name in that?
Goliath.
That's right.
Goliath. Rules. He just disappears for a bit. I love it.
And Hank's a caveman.
He gets turned into a caveman. Yeah. Does that make sense? Absolutely not.
But then he's fixed, and something to do with, like, it's fixed very quickly.
Yeah. It's like
and it only causes, I think, him being a caveman, he does one thing that causes the story to go forward, but I can't remember what it is.
Scientists get turned into caveman, he gets turned into caveman, they're like, scientists, shut the fuck up. And the scientists like, we're telling everyone! And everyone's like, aliens are coming!
And
then Avengers are like, mother, you had one job to not tell everybody. Now everyone's panicking about the Skrulls.
Well, don't turn me into a caveman. We got any swings for the fences?
Inhumans.
I think that Secret Invasion will end. This will make sense in a second. Secret Invasion will end with what, like, Skrulls being harbored on Earth, and the Accuser will come and be like, Earth, we know about you hiding fugitives. You are accused. We're coming to kill you.
Yeah.
Which is the inciting incident for this.
You've been judged. You've been found guilty.
Yeah.
You've been sentenced to death.
I'm going
to
hit your Earth so hard.
With my big hammer.
It pops. I think an egg in the microwave.
Yeah.
Something that can happen. Or a weasel.
I think this is just, and this is just because you got to hope this with every Marvel movie. I think there's going to be explicit Eternals references.
Eternals reference would be so good.
It'd be so sick, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. We're gonna get
Sprite cameo. Let's go for it.
Sprite.
Yeah.
Out of all of the Eternals,
Sprite cameo as Kamala Khan's new classmate.
Sprite's, I think, 14. Kamala Khan's like 7.
Well, Sprite is aging now,
yeah.
So she human. So that's
Sprite
good.
Sprite as Kamala Khan's classmate. And Mary Jane's there too.
Yeah.
Not Mary Jane. MJ,
I don't know.
Michelle?
Who can say, dude?
Sure. Gwen Stacy's there.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man's there.
Yeah, and they remember.
Brandt, what's her name? Betsy or whatever.
Betty Brandt.
She did.
Ned's there. He's a wizard.
Ned's a wizard in this movie.
He's wizard goblin.
Yeah, he's wobbling.
Ned's wobbling.
I'm the green wobbling. And they're going to introduce the green wobblin before they introduce the green goblin. Yeah, so when Spider-Man meets the green goblin, he'll be like the wobblin. And Peter Osborne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, J. changed.
Yeah, Norman had a kid, but instead of calling him Norman Jr., he called him after his biggest regret of not fathering, Peter. Yeah.
But isn't Norman's kid's name
Norman?
No, what's fucking
Harry?
Harry. Yeah.
No, he named his kid Peter Osborne because, like I think Zaman implied, he wished that he was Peter's dad.
Yeah,
so I wish I was your dad. Spider-Man.
Yeah, I wish that rubber shot me, Spider-Man.
Yeah, sometimes he's like, Peter, you're like the kid I never had. I know what I'm going to do. Hey, Harry, I'm changing your name to Deadpool.
You're Peter Goblin now.
Thanks, Dan!
Awesome!
I'm excited for the Marvels. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys, and Captain Marvel's been demoted in her own movie, just like how Tony Stark was demoted in the Avengers, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
God, the internet's so stupid, except this podcast, which is clever. How does rain work?
Exactly. Shave your balls. Go to manscaped.com. Use Baseless. Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.